I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, starting an hour of money power just for YOU. Glad to have you on board. If you want to chat this hour, 844-RAY-SHOW, emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A. .com. A great, great, great. I do have some mail. Yeah, they're coming in. Harry and Veronica. Also a business spotlight coming up a little bit later on. Cynthia Cleveland will be joining us from broadthink.com. Very, very interesting woman, no doubt. Worked with many Fortune 500 companies and so forth. Has helped people basically put billions and billions of dollars in their pocket. Maybe she can help me put billions in mine. You too. So stick around for that. We'll talk about different ways you can cut costs before you retire. You know, it's interesting. The 4% rule has done a couple of things. Number one, it's given us sort of a framework for how much money you might need in retirement. But it's also given us an idea of what every post-tax expenditure really requires in terms of funding. For example, the 4% rule pretty much says, you know, take whatever your retirement income need is, multiply times 25, and that's how much money you need to have in the bank, right? Isn't that what the 4% rule says? Sure. So if you can cut expenses by 10 grand a year, that's tantamount to putting a quarter of $1 million in your bank account, or at least not needing that extra quarter of $1 million. Now, I get the fact that it's not easy to cut 10,000 bucks. And as I just mentioned to the TV viewing audience, being in a semi-retired mode, I'm finding it very difficult to cut expenses because I am undisciplined in my spending while I'm still working. Maybe that will change when I'm no longer working. I don't know. But it's a great, great exercise to go through before you're retired. It's even a good exercise to go through once you're retired to evaluate where you can cut some costs. So we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about that. Also, building wealth. There was an interesting article on this, 10 Rules Backed by Science on CNBC. And I think it came from Kiplinger. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I found it quite interesting. And you know that I love science. So some rules to live by in retirement. But I start today with this, one of my all-time pet peeves, the target date retirement fund. Because I've been asked about this, and I've discussed this, but I've never really done extensive research on this, but Nellie S. Wong has. And so I will quote from, oh, Nellie. Sit back, folks, relax. It is the Ray program. Yeah, we'll be building that brick house a little bit. You know, we talked about real estate last hour. Target date funds, what are they? If you're in a 401k plan, you probably have one. because the government makes it a default mechanism for individuals too tired, too lazy, uninformed, whatever, in terms of creating a diversified asset allocation model. And it's not that I hate them per se. I hate the idea that most employees aren't spending any time thinking about what their allocation mix should be. Most employees, as they near retirement, aren't thinking about distribution strategies, and target date funds only take into account the assets that you have in your 401k plan. But what if you have an IRA? What if your spouse has a brokerage account? The target date fund is only dealing with that percentage of the total mix. So it could make your portfolio too aggressive, but usually far too conservative. Let's see what Nelly had to say about this. Target date funds make investing for retirees relatively easy. Choose a fund with the year in its name closest to the time you plan to retire, then sit back and let the fund managers decide how much of your savings to invest in stocks and bonds. Rarely will you see other asset classes, whether it be metals or hedge funds or real estate or whatever. Rarely. Stocks, bonds, and every once in a while a tiny, tiny bit of cash so that they can get their fees out without having to sell anything. But what happens when your target date fund hits its target year? So you picked a 2025 fund because you're going to retire in 7 or 8 years. It would make sense. So on the date 2025, the asset allocation of your target date fund has been scaled down by lowering the amount of stocks and increasing the amount of bonds to prepare you for a retirement withdrawal strategy. All right, touche. I don't have a major problem with that. As I mentioned, if 100% of your assets are in your 401k plan, which most married couples may have other, or the spouse may have other retirement assets, who knows? He goes on, target funds become more conservative over time as their managers trim a fund's allotment to stocks and boost the allocation to bonds and cash. And every target fund allows for its own glide path. So what is a glide path? That's the shift in the asset mix over time. The glide path through retirement, where you're lowering the amount of stock as you age. Something quite logical, but something that has also been proven to be not as effective. Can you believe this? As a rising stock glide path. I'll come back to that. The two funds, those are funds that up until the date of your retirement, they lower the mix, have different glide paths. These target date funds stop adjusting their asset allocations, usually with 30 to 40% in stocks. And then they tend to be more conservatively positioned than the through funds that continue to decline the stock allocation as one ages. So it's the two fund or the through fund. Whatever the track, most target date funds eventually merge with a retirement income fund with a stock and bond mix that stays unchanged. Now, another pet peeve of mine, retirement income funds. They've been sold as an annuity alternative. But there is no such thing as an annuity alternative. An annuity guarantees payments for the rest of your life. A retirement income fund, or a reasonable facsimile, gives you a target withdrawal amount, and the manager manages the portfolio accordingly. But there's no guarantee you're not going to run out of money. If you outlive your life expectancy, you probably will. run out of money if early in your retirement the market takes a dump. So he goes on to look at Fidelity, Freedom, Vanguard Retirement, and other T. Rowe Price retirement income funds. The Fidelity Fund reaches its final allocation, 24% stocks, 76% in bonds. See, to me, that's way too conservative. Way too conservative. The Bill Benjamin study said it should be just the opposite. 25% bonds, 75% stocks. Who's right? The guy that invented the 4% rule or Fidelity? Well, in some instances, remember, Fidelity's got to protect their own fanny because, you know, they're basically committing to an asset allocation for retirees. Vanguard's glide path continues for 7 years after the target year, reaching a final mix of 30% stock, 70% bonds. At that point, it merges with their Vanguard Retirement Income Fund. Another way to keep your money in retirement income funds forever. I say no. I don't like it. What do I like? I will explain that when we come back. First off, let's take a look at your whole portfolio, not just your 401k for starters. And then let's segment it. Stick around. I'll give you more on that when we come back right here on The Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program, helping you to make better money moves. Okay, before the break, I was talking about rising equity glide paths and target date funds, which is a decreasing equity glide path for the most part during retirement. And I promised earlier that I would explain the science behind all of this, and segmenting portfolios is the best way to do it. So allow me, if I may, to go back to September 25, 2013, at 7:09 a.m. in the morning when I first read this. See, I keep pretty good notes on this stuff, don't I?
Yes.
An executive summary by Michael Kitsis, who does research for a living. Here's what he had to say about glide paths. It's a little bit long, but I think you'll get the point. For the past 20 years, due to both the growing research on safe withdrawal rates, the adoption of Monte Carlo analysis, and just a difficult period of market returns, there's been an increasing awareness of the importance and impact that market volatility can have on a retiree's portfolio. Often dubbed the phenomenon of sequence returns risk, retirees are cautioned that they must either spend conservatively, buy guarantees, or otherwise manage their investments to help mitigate the danger of a sharp downturn in early years. One popular way to manage the concern of sequence risk is through so-called bucket strategies. Again, he's saying that, not me. I said it back in 1998. That break parts of the portfolio into pools of money to handle specific goals or time horizons. For instance, a pool of cash may cover spending for the next 3 years. An account full of bonds could handle the next 5 to 7 years. And equities would only be needed for spending more than a decade away, ensuring that no withdrawals will need to occur from the portfolio if there's an early market decline. Yep, absolutely. Correcto mundo, Mr. Kitsis. Yet the reality is that strict implementation of a bucket strategy is more than just an exercise in mental accounting. It can actually distort the portfolio's asset allocation, leading to an increasing amount of equity exposure over time as fixed income assets are spent down while equities continue to grow. A major criticism, but misplaced criticism. Allow me to read on. Yet recent research shows that despite the contrary nature of the strategy, allowing equity exposure to increase during retirement when conventional wisdom suggests it should decline as clients age, it turns out that a rising equity glide path actually does improve retirement outcomes. Yep, it's in the research, folks. It's in the research. Wish I did it myself. Actually, I did long before this, but mine was not academic. Mine was anecdotal, to be fair. It turns out that a rising equity glide path actually does improve retirement outcomes. If market returns are bad in the early years, a rising equity glide path ensures that clients will be dollar cost averaging into markets at cheaper and cheaper valuations. And if markets are good, well, clients won't have to worry a lot about worry about it in retirement anyway, except how much excess money will be left over at the end of their lives. As we have discussed in the past, if the market's horrible, then the rising equity glide path enables you to dollar cost average in, and we know dollar cost averaging is good. If markets are great, then you're not going to have to worry about it because the markets will have done so well, you'll have so much money in 10 or 15 years, you'll never have to worry about it. It's in the research. Of course, the challenge to utilizing a rising equity glide path strategy with clients, remember, this is written to financial advisors to help them do a better job with their clients. This guy is the advisor's advisor. Smart dude. Of course, the challenge to utilizing a rising equity glide path strategy with clients is that many would obviously be concerned about having more equity exposure during their later retirement years. Yet the research shows that rising glide paths can be so effective, they may actually lead to lower average equity exposure throughout retirement, even while obtaining more favorable outcomes. And ironically, it turns out that for those who do want to implement a rising equity glide path, the best approach might actually be to explain it to clients as a bucket strategy in the first place. Okay, so what have we learned from all of this? Stuff we've talked about for at least the last decade and a half or more on this program. If you get your strategy right and you keep the powder dry, you'll be fine. And a rising equity glide path, because you're spending principal and income. You see, this taboo of spending, I don't know where this came from. I don't know where it came from, that you should never touch your principal and live off of the earnings. As interest rates hit rock bottom, you almost had to spend principals. Because if you think about it for a minute, if the alternative to spending principal is putting money in bonds and earning nothing, you're spending principal anyway, aren't you? So why not spend? You're going to have to. You have to liquidate something. Unless you get that $1 million, you put it in a 1% CD, and you live off of 10 grand. Yeah, you can do that. And hope that the million turns into 2 million. Then you can spend 20. But what if you need to spend 50 in the first year? What are you going to do? And what if you want to manage some semblance of inflation, even though, as I've said before, while inflation goes up in retirement and affects retirees even more, spending for retirees goes down. So I worry less about inflation. And I worry more about sequence risk, because not only will it mess up your portfolio, it'll mess with your head. And it may cause you to liquidate after that 50% decline, because we're hardwired to do that stuff. We are hardwired to make the wrong moves at the wrong times for the wrong reasons. Look this up. Read it. He does a full enchilada on it. I just read the executive summary. Should equity exposure decrease in retirement, or is a rising equity glide path actually better? And the fact that you're spending your bonds and your safe money first automatically means the percentage of stocks in your allocation is gradually going up. In other words, your glide path, your equity glide path, is increasing. And the research shows, as of September 25th, 2013, at 7:09 in the morning, the research shows that's a good thing. And it's a good thing we've been discussing it since long before September 25th, 2013, 7:09 in the morning. Back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Program. We're talking about science and your retirement and your money, because there is conventional wisdom, and sometimes conventional wisdom is right. Sometimes conventional wisdom is wrong. I just went through a bit of a diatribe there where I explained that this whole concept of the target date strategy, in particular post-retirement, really doesn't make a lot of sense. In fact, it's been proven that the exact opposite strategy produces better results. Yeah, it makes some people nervous, but in reality, if you think it through, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. You enter retirement with a low allocation to stocks. So I'm not going to argue with the target date thing where you're making the portfolio more conservative as you go. However, when you add alternative strategies like life annuities and real estate, that becomes even less important. But if all you're going to do is stocks, bonds, and cash, the target date scenario, that's all they have, and they're the mutual funds, it's kind of okay. Then you get to retirement, and at that point, instead of reducing your allocation to stocks, according to the Michael Kitsis, Wade Fowle, David Blanchett, Rob Arnott, these are all CFAs with all kinds of alphabet soup behind their names. And they've all concluded basically the same thing, that if you increase the equity glide path, you end up with better results. Well, what better way to increase the equity glide path than is to leave everything alone and just spend from the safe money first? Where have you heard that before? Because if I liquidate bonds in my portfolio, then on a percentage basis, it's tantamount to increasing the equity exposure. Okay? You increase the equity exposure during a time where the markets do crappy. Fine. All those dividends that are reinvesting, and the fact that you're increasing your exposure to equity, you're now dollar cost averaging. So a crappy market early on helps the equities later on. So if the market's bad, buying more equities is good. Dollar cost averaging, look it up. Now, if the market's good, then the equities that you have are going to soar, and the new equities that you're buying are going to soar. And it won't matter 10 or 15 years from now. This same Michael Kitsis is the one that did the study, remember we've talked about, that looked at 15-year cycles? Isn't it curious that I've talked about 15-year cycles in terms of having enough safe money to last you 15 years? Now, that's for a pretty conservative investor. In that article, he was talking about 10 years. That's for a more moderate investor. I'm more moderate. You may be more conservative. If you're faint-hearted, you could do the same thing with 25 years. I don't care. It still works. It still works. The rising equity glide path. Now, the other complaint with the target date funds, as I mentioned, is that's usually not all your money. What are you doing with your IRA? What are you doing with your Roths? What are you doing with your brokerage account at one of the wirehouses or the discount brokers? How do you factor that into your retirement plan? So I'm a big believer in following science. Therefore, I was reading on Kiplinger, Greg Brown, the founder of Pathway Financial Planning, covered some of this, and I can't disagree with a whole lot of what he has to say. He has several rules backed by science. Rule number one, Give up trying to find bargain stocks. Consider this. In 2015, around 99 million trades took place every single day with a daily volume of around 447 billion. That's per day. 447 billion with a B. What these numbers tell us is that buyers and sellers are continuing selling the market prices for stocks, and we can rely on these prices to be fair enough. In other words, the market's pricing stocks fairly, because that's what a willing buyer will spend and a willing seller will sell for. The chances that you will find a bargain stock with thousands of professional analysts with powerful resources at their fingertips have simply overlooked are exceedingly small. He says, go for a bike ride instead. I agree. Rule two, give up trying to find outperforming mutual funds. The research on this has been loud and clear. Trying to find the best mutual fund and jumping on that bandwagon doesn't work, because it leads you to rule number three, which is don't be a performance chaser. Trying to find the outperformance funds of the future or the stocks that will outperform in the future is a loser's game. And even if you get it right, chalk it up to luck. Academic research, this is the next one. Know what really drives returns. Academic research has identified certain factors that would help you get the best return for your investments. We've covered these. Let me review them. Take notes. Stocks versus bonds. Obviously, the more stocks you have, the fewer bonds you have, the more you will make over long time periods. Company size. Smaller companies, small cap stocks, have historically yielded higher returns than their larger brethren. Value stocks outperform growth stocks historically. And that includes when you look at Tesla and Google and Apple and so forth. I know they are the darlings of today. But when you look long term, it's hard for them to continue to stay on top. I'm not saying you shouldn't own them. I'm just saying that you want to tilt your portfolio. Tilt, add a little small cap value tilt. Add a little real estate tilt. Add a little value tilt. Companies with higher profitability tend to have higher returns over time compared to lower profitability. That sort of makes sense. So you can potentially enhance your return by tilting the portfolio towards some small cap, towards some value, toward companies that are more profitability oriented than growth oriented. Remember, some of the growth companies are good today and gone tomorrow. Rule number six, go global. I know Buffett said you don't have to. I know Bogle said you don't have to. Well, that's called home bias. But about half of the global market's in the United States. The other half is outside the United States, right? So it's very, very important that you have non-correlating assets. And even though the global markets have tightened up in terms of its correlation to the U.S., you will still find some discorrelation or a decoupling, if you will, from the U.S. markets. And since the U.S. markets have been so dominating over the past 7, 8, 9 years, it might make sense for you today to start to diversify away from the U.S. Now, we're not talking about a lot, 20, 30% into the international and emerging markets. This one, don't try to time the market, you know, is a fool's game. I've never met anybody that can time the market effectively. To quote John Bogle, he's never met anybody that's met anybody that's met anybody that could successfully and consistently time the market. Rule number eight, manage your emotions. Our brains are not wired for investing. Neuroscience has confirmed that steep market declines can trigger reactions similar to seeing a deadly snake in the grass, which lights up more primitive parts of our brain. These kinds of reactions are difficult to control in the moment and can lead to panic selling. This is why markets go down so violently. It's because people are panic selling. They're heading for the hills. Ignore the sensationalized headlines and focus what matters the most. This is so critically important that you have a strategy, that you have a tax plan, that you locate the assets properly, and that you have a fee structure that you understand that gives you the biggest bang for your buck with a best practices financial advisor. Do all of that, you won't need me anymore. But please stick around at least for the next segment. Don't go away. Business Spotlight and emails coming up next on the Ray Program.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. That's interesting that you would play music from Jurassic Park. Must be something behind that. Welcome, folks, to the Ray Lucia program, 844-RAY-SHOW. Joining me on the show, someone that knows a little bit about that music, Cynthia Cleveland from broadthink.com. Broadthink.com. Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
Hey, Ray, I'm doing great. How are you?
You know what? If I were any better, I'd be twins. That's a fact. All right, so tell me about your company, Broadthink, because I'm reading this, and all of a sudden, I want to give you every idea that I've ever had and let you run with it, because I see here that you've brought in $4 billion in worldwide sales of consumer products, entertainment, and publishing brands with monetizing intellectual property rights. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I guess I have kind of an unusual background in that I've been in branding and marketing, started out with big companies like Carnation and Mattel, and then started running companies, was lucky enough to do that, which is kind of unusual for a woman my age, and ran a company called Teleflora and the Flora Wire service business. Then I ran a company called Imaginarium, a high-end children's entertainment and toy brand, retail stores. And then I ran two divisions for Universal Studios, which gets us to Jurassic Park.
So what did you do on Jurassic Park? That's interesting.
I headed up all the consumer products and licensing and promotions for the brand.
Oh.
And so I worked with everything from all the licensees to, it was just an incredible experience, from licensees around the world to actually the theme park ride, you name it, all kinds of merchandise and promotion.
All right, so
$1 billion.
So let me ask you a question then. If I've got an idea that's trademarked and whatnot, do I go to you or do I go to Shark Tank?
Well, I guess it depends on what your goal is, but many times people come to us when they have something and they're not sure what to do with it. People who go to Shark Tank think they know what to do with their ideas, so I would say that would be a distinction. And a lot of times property owners have got intellectual properties where they've got rights, but they don't know how to capitalize on them in the areas other than the areas they're already selling in. And I don't know how much you know about the licensing business, but the licensing business is all about taking your property into new areas. So I would say 9 times out of 10, when folks come to us at Broadthink, it's for something that they're not already doing. So in some cases, it's a totally new business. And in other cases, it's, I happen to own this. I mean, we had a brand you would probably know. Remember Little House on the Prairie, the TV shows?
Of course.
Well, the property owners happen to be one of the producers, which is unusual, and they own licensing and merchandising rights. So they wanted to know if the property was still relevant today. And we did everything from research to branding to getting all of their websites and all of the social media coordinated. They turned out they had over 500,000 people following the brand. So they still had some real brand equity. And with the work that we did, they were able to sell a feature film. So there are many different purposes people might have, but usually it's to make money with something that they haven't been able to figure out themselves.
Very fascinating. Broadthink.com. That's broad-think.com. If you've got a really cool or even crazy idea, what's the process, if you will, Cynthia, if someone does have an idea, what do they do and how much is it going to cost them, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, it totally depends. We try to help as many people as we can, so we'll do as little as like a half a day consulting. And with that, then somebody will have an idea of whether it's worth spending any more money or whether, you know, they should just keep doing what they're doing, which is sometimes the case. You know, sometimes the time has passed or there isn't a good thing that can be done beyond what they're doing. And we reputation, as you know, being in business over time is the one thing that goes with you no matter where you go. So if we are very straight with the people that we work with, and we'll let them know if we see a potential, and we'll let them know if we don't as well, or give them an idea for something else that they might do, maybe that they hadn't thought about. So we'll start with anything from half a day, and then some projects turn into, you know, a big brand plan, which would be a business plan of sorts. And some companies have worked with us on sort of strategic planning where we'll go in once a year and kind of look at what they're doing and give them ideas that they might not think about and kind of look at how they're delivering against the plan of the year before and make adjustments. And that's fun. I've worked with a lot of female entrepreneurs. I sort of have a soft spot for other women in business. And I love seeing this one company that we've worked with for 8 years now. They've gone from, in the beginning, they were not profitable to now they're looking at selling a very profitable business. And it's exciting to see that kind of growth and to be a part of it in one way or another.
Well, I'm going to give my wife my idea and have her call you. Go to broad-think.com because I want to make sure that you can turn us into billionaires like you've done so many others.
I hope I can.
Seriously speaking, folks, if you've got an idea, it doesn't hurt to shoot an email, broad-think.com, Cynthia Cleveland. Fascinating stuff. Cynthia, hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Nice to meet you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. I don't know, man. I think I'd rather go to Cynthia. She seems a lot nicer than the people on Shark Tank. A lot nicer than the people on Shark Tank. First, I got to come up with the idea. I've got a couple, but I don't know. I don't know if she'll take my idea for free and turn me. It doesn't have to be a billion. A couple hundred million be just fine. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's do it. Again, thank you to Cynthia Cleveland, broad-think.com. This is Harry. I'm a dentist with 9 employees. I like to set up a retirement plan, but my employees would cost me a lot of money. Are there any tax-deductible plans available where the employees' cost is less? Yeah, there are tons. I mean, you got 9 employees. What does the average employee at a dentist's office make? 30, 40 grand? 9 times 30, maybe $300,000 payroll? A 3% simple plan or safe harbor 401k? You can't cough up 9 grand for the employees? Come on, man. Here's what you do. You say this next year's raise is going to be, normally it's 5%. It's only going to be 2% this year because I'm putting in a 3% safe harbor 401k plan. And then you get a chance to put away, you know, your 3% match on top of the amount of percentage that you want to put away. And you've got a way to do it. Am I out of time already? Oh, my goodness. Look into a cash balance plan because that may be the answer. I'll have to talk about that at a later date. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. Now, go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.